We're kicking. How about you, Laisha?
I'm so excited to hear what Felice has to say. It's going to be awesome.
Looks like she might be the last one on here.
I think she's probably had a pretty fruitful day.
I don't hear Felice.
That's because I didn't unmute myself. I just had a, right before I got on, I started coughing and coughing. I had to unconnect everything and go downstairs. So hopefully my makeup's not all running. It's the enemy. Oh, God. Good. Well, praise God. Praise God. So, yeah, it turned out that we scheduled all this information to go out today, and somehow it got stuck and didn't get scheduled. So we are just going to praise God anyway, and just it's amazing what happens when you're trying to share stuff. So
can you do the coffee table?
Okay. I'm going to put some of my links in here, and then you guys can share that for me when I'm when I'm speaking. It's pretty much all the same that's in the little handout. So for those who get the handout, then it'll be fine.
I moved to the computer, so you're going to see people walking by now and then.
We're okay with that.
I got tired of having to move the phone.
We switched places tonight. I'm in bed.
Oh, no.
I was actually in a corner, not in my bed, but same difference.
Aw, you guys sick?
Arilla is. I'm fine.
Oh.
I was just hiding.
So oh, there's Arilla.
Have the background.
You're like such a trooper. Arilla just, you know, she comes no matter what. Oh, my gosh.
Felice, I do have a praise, though.
You do?
Mountains fever went up to 104, stayed there most of the day, but it has finally broke.
Well, praise God.
Don't know how long it's going to stay down, but we're working at it.
Wow. Does he have the flu, or do you know why?
Yeah, influenza B, but it's attacked his body like something I've never seen.
Gosh.
And they're saying it's taken up to 2 to 3 weeks to get rid of it.
Let's go ahead and pray. Let's just pray. We just praise you, Father, and we just come before you, and we just ask and lift up Arilla, lift up sweet Milton, and just watch over him and provide for him, my God. You have said where two or more are gathered in my name, you are in our midst. And we just praise you and thank you. And we just speak healing to him. And we just thank you, my God, because you are victorious. And we just claim a healing upon him in Jesus' precious name. And we will continue to pray, my Father. We will not let go. We will continue to storm heaven on his behalf. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.
Woohoo. Hey, y'all. How are y'all tonight? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Yeah. I didn't know. A minute ago, I had to totally log off because nothing was working, but I've been in today. And so, yay, I'm glad y'all can hear me and everything's working great.
Yeah, my friend Denise Myers here, and Denise, it lives in California, and so this morning I get a text from her, like, super early going, hey, tried to log into the room. Poor thing got up, and I don't even know what time, Denise, you got up, but I'm just, like, looking at my phone, and I was on my way to church, so I wasn't paying attention, and then I'm thinking, gosh, she's up early.
That's funny.
she thought it was 8 o'clock this morning, and she was being such a sweet, 4:30 there. So she was being such a sweet friend. Now, is that a friend or what?
That is awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, funny.
She would be an awesome speaker at some point, Cindy. I need to connect the two of you because she has a heart for the Lord and her husband. I think they planted churches. I can't keep up with all of my friends whose husbands are pastors or friends who are studying for ministry. So, Denise said she's cooking dinner, so her camera's off.
See, you can do all that. You can even cook dinner.
Do everything.
Oh, so excited to have you on the mic tonight, girly. Wow.
I know. There's been enough warfare, so believe me, it's going to be powerful because
I'm excited. Fire you up.
It is going to be great. And I can just pour my heart out to you guys. And I know that you are so amazing and will be lifting me up. You know, in fact, Cindy, I'd love for you to pray for me before I get started here. And we got a few more minutes still. So,
yeah, what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and start some announcements so that we can
start
at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Just to welcome all of you. How many of you were not here last night? Anybody want to pop in for a moment and say, hey, I wasn't here last night? Let us see who you are. Let's see. I'm seeing some. All right. Look at there.
Yeah, I think Denise wasn't here. Merritt's here, so yay.
Yay. Welcome, Merritt and Denise. Excited that you guys are here. And, man, everybody, you already know what a treat you're in for tonight. I'm so excited. This is going to be one night that I'm expecting it to just be amazing. We are broadcasting live over at Facebook. If any of you are on Facebook and want to share us with your friends, you can go to Cindy Rushton, my Facebook. Let me grab that link. Not on that one, though. Hold on. you can share it and your friends can watch it. I would love them to come here though, because that is really their best spot to come and just be able to chat with us and be a part of what we're doing here. But we are over on Facebook, and those of you who are at Facebook, hey, hop over to cindyrushton.com/Zoom, and you can be part of the community chat tonight. Definitely, you're going to want to connect with all of us because we are having some fun in the room tonight. Tonight, we are going to be welcoming my beloved friend. Oh, goodness, Felice and I go way back. She has put up with me for many, many, many years and just been such an amazing, amazing woman of God. And you're going to love it. Tonight she's going to share on You Are Greater Than This, and that'll be kicking off in just a few minutes. Tomorrow night we have Miss Lucia, who is also in the room. Lucia, shout out.
Hey, y'all. Love y'all.
She's going to be speaking tomorrow night on Faith is Your Key to Victory. And so, Lucia, tell them just a little bit about what to expect tomorrow night.
Well, we are going to learn that you have been given a measure of faith. You are Abraham's daughter. And so faith is already in you. And all you have to do is activate your faith and grow your faith to live a victorious life.
Yes. And you will. You will. I promise. I have been a test rat for Lucia's lab for quite some time. And I'm telling you, the woman, if there's ever a friend of mine who seriously, seriously always gives me straight the word of God, it is Lucia. And so, Lucia, I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
I'm excited to hear what Holy Ghost is going to say. I've been trying to get it together, and hallelujah, we're just
going to. He's way better than us, isn't he?
Yes.
I love it.
Good. He will be good.
Yep, I expect no different. And then Thursday night, we have Michelle Rushman. She's going to be speaking on Jesus is Safe. She'll probably be in the room later. Kim Hewitt is going to be Friday night, and she's going to speak on walking in your true identity. If you guys have not already grabbed your set, because the set is way more than I'm telling you, it's so good. It's going to have all the replays in video and audio from the sessions, but it's more than that. It already has a lot of amazing freebies, some of which Miss Felice has already given us, and Miss Lucia, I promise I'm going to post those.
My fault.
No, it's totally my week is what it is. But we have got so many amazing things that are just right there. You know what? We're not going live right there. I'm going to have to do that again. That is so silly. I don't know what just happened to that. Okay, we're going to go live really in Facebook in a minute. But we've got so many good things there, but the action guide is written by all of our speakers, and every single speaker has contributed a chapter, and oh my goodness, when I was looking at it, I was like, this is definitely calling me away for even more of the time away, just sitting at the feet of Jesus. So I know you guys are going to want to grab that whole set. The set will have, again, all the replays on audio, video. It's going to have the action guide and some freebies that are going to be there for you. Oh, you know what? I just chatted that over to Lucia. Lucia, you probably really appreciate my diligence there and giving that link. You're probably going, what is Cindy sending all this to me? thank you, Merritt. That's so sweet. But you guys, I'm going to real quick get this thing started over at Facebook in just a few moments. I started it and for some reason it knocked me off. So I'll figure out what's going on with that. I believe we are recording. So there we go. And but I am really so excited about tonight. Felice is, again, one of my dearest, dearest friends, and I am so excited to be able to just kick back tonight and get to sit at her feet while I know she's sitting at Jesus' feet. So I just want to pray for her, and then I'm going to turn it loose. And here's the deal, you guys. You're here. You can chat. You can kick back and just enjoy letting the Lord fill your cup up. Also, if you have any questions or anything you think of along the way, we're going to have time at the end to pray for you or to answer your questions or just chat. So this is your night to have some real fellowship in community. And so let me just begin us in prayer, and then I'll get everything going on Facebook again. So it'll be live over there. And you guys, I am just excited about what the Lord is going to do. If you want to invite some of your friends to come and join us, they are more than welcome to join us live. And you just may want to share that with them and say, hey, come get in the room over here. But anyway, let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just love you so much. And I just thank you that the call tonight is for us to come away and just spend some time learning from you. Lord, I know that tonight you have a beautiful message for our hearts. Lord, you are just the refresher of our hearts. You are the one who you speak to us, and you really want for us to just sit and just listen to your beautiful voice. And tonight, I just pray that all distractions are on a shutdown. Lord, I pray a hedge of protection around each and every woman and each and every man represented here, Lord. I pray that you will just put that hedge around all of us so we can just truly hear you. Tonight, I know Felice wants to bring you glory and honor. And Lord, I just praise you that you have brought together all of us to be able to hear you and then be your vessels that you speak through. And tonight, I know she would have nothing less than you speaking through her. Lord, I pray that right now you anoint her from the tip of her head to the tip of her toes, Lord. I pray that tonight she just flows and that she has just a total overflow of you, Lord, that just flows out of her. Lord, I pray that every word that I know her heart, she wants you to speak tonight. So, Lord, I just ask you to move her aside and for you to speak speak through her, Lord, and just speak to our hearts, Lord. We are expecting to sit at your feet and learn from you tonight, and I just praise you. You are such a good, good Father. Thank you that you love us and that you intend to connect with us tonight. Lord, we just turn you loose. Do your will in our midst. For it's in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Cindy. And Cindy has been such a blessing in my life in so many ways. You know, there have been times where she brought me to things like this. Okay. And so, you know, it has just been a blessing to work with her. And tonight I'm just going to give you a little bit of an overview, and I've given Lord permission to change my words if he wants me to share something else or, you know, talk about something different, then I will. But, you know, one of the things I just really want to talk about is overcoming obstacles and tearing down barriers and becoming the free woman that God wants you to be. The Lord loves you and he wants to set you free. And he wants to set you free from bondage that we sometimes give ourselves. And I'm going to share ways that you can identify, you know, those things in your life that are holding you back and ways that you can overcome. And you know what I love about this series that we're doing, the Come My Beloved, it's that we're not just doing teachings, you know, we're giving you some teachings, but we're also giving you a little bit about our lives. We're being real and we are giving you ways that you can change for the better. And I'm going to share in this, you know, this presentation or this talk a little bit about my story. And it's really just a tiny slice of my life that I'm going to share with you, but it's a lot of it's in a book that I wrote, One More Child. And if I remember, I'll share about that whole journey at the very end when I finally moved myself out of the way and let God. And, you know, I think when I say we all have failed or unfulfilled expectations, I know that you can relate to that, right? You know, I was born in the U.S., but my parents were Italian and they immigrated to the United States when they were young. And I was taught that nothing's impossible with God and, you know, that we have this amazing country and there is so much that you can do. And they gave me this tenacity and the spirit to forge ahead. But friends, what I learned was even though they taught me about the Lord and they taught me to love the Lord above all else, I found that I was forgetting that. And I was putting, not myself first, but just in that a lot of times I didn't even pray to the Lord and I would just do things. Well, now I know better and I take everything to the Lord. And when I forget, believe me, he reminds me. And there are so many things in our life that wear us down and so many obstacles. And, you know, I started to call those obstacles what I'm going to talk about tonight. And that is, I would say this or that, you know, I can't do this because, or I can't do that because. And, you know, in the book that we're giving you and the handouts that go along with these talks, I've given you a list of questions to ask yourself, and we're going to go over some of that, but I want you to take some time in quiet time and really do that, really go before the Lord and really look at those things in your life that maybe are, you know, pressing or weighing on you. What is this to you? What is that obstacle that hijacked your dream? That person who keeps saying you can't do it or shouldn't do it. Did you ever hear that when you got to be an adult? You know, well, don't worry. You know, my mother used to say that. She would say, well, don't worry, you know, because when you get to be an adult, you can do whatever you want. And that's not true. You know, with the adults, you know, as we became adults, we had all this responsibility. And I want to tell you, one of the things that happened in my life, and I'm going to just share a tiny bit about this, but that my son was diagnosed, my firstborn, and you know, we all have these dreams for our baby, and we've got this precious baby, and my husband and I had agreed that we were going to stay home, and I was going to stay home with him and raise him, and you know, we had kids, and I was really happy to do that. I had a teaching degree, but I was happy to stay home, and I wanted to stay home with my son. And then I found out, gosh, you know, he's not talking, you know, like he should, and he's not, you know, doing all of the things that he should be doing. And I finally realized that, you know, when I finally got a diagnosis for him, that he had mosaicism, which is a form of Down syndrome. Had no idea what that was. We didn't have internet then. The doctors couldn't tell me. You know, I was asking these questions. Is he going to be able to live on his own? Is he going to drive? You know, the poor doctor's like, you know, lady, we just got this, you know, these blood tests back, you know, and you're asking me if he's going to drive, you know, and the child's four. But that's how my mind worked, you know, it worked in the future. And we do that. I learned something recently, or not so recently, I actually did a podcast on this. And it's about being in today, being in the moment. I was, you know, thinking of the past. Oh my gosh, you know, did I take something? Or, you know, what was I doing during my pregnancy? You know, well, you know, kind of worried about that. And then I was into the future, you know, what's going to happen? And so we worry about what is in the past and we can do nothing about, or that's in the future that may or may not happen, right? And we get ourselves all worked up and all tense and all worried and all upset. And I just want to say that you need to just stop today. Take control of what the lies of the enemy. And I want to say to all of you, you are bigger than this. You are bigger. You are heirs to the kingdom of God. We may live upon this earth, but as sisters in Christ, we have an entire Bible of promises that the Lord has given us. And today, this is a reading that I read. It's James 4, 1 through 10. And if you're wondering why I'm on my phone instead of this little Bible that I brought up, it's because I can see it bigger on my phone. But I want to just read this one part. And it says, "Do you not know that to be a lover of the world means enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wants to be a lover of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that the scripture speaks without meaning when it says, 'The spirit that he has made to dwell in us tends toward jealousy'? But he bestows a greater grace. Therefore, it says, 'God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.' So, dear brothers and sisters, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you of two minds. Begin to lament, to mourn, to weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into dejection. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you." I worried all those years ago, you know, is my son going to drive? Is he, you know, going to do all these things? And fast forward, and guess what? We homeschooled. He did beautifully. He was just a little bit slower, not even, you know, dramatically slower. And, you know, he got to do all the things. He got his own car. You know, he can drive. He drives me crazy sometimes. You know, he was a little bit speech delayed, but that all worked out. And, you know, I worried and worried and worried. And friends, it took years off of my life. And for what? You know, and I just now know, and I hold on these scriptures that Jeremiah 29, 12 through 13 says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And I did. I know that the Lord gave me my son to bring me back to him. I know that if I didn't have this wonderful, precious child, then I would not be sitting here right now. I would probably, who knows what I would be doing. You know, I'd probably be worldly, and I would have been, you know, probably retired by now and have taught school, and I was going to be a principal and change the world one child at a time. Well, guess what? I was a homeschool mom. I wrote curriculum. I spoke at conferences, but I didn't change everybody else's kids. And maybe I did some of it through my curriculum, but I was able to be there for my own children, my own five children that I was able to homeschool. And so, you know, I had these plans that I was going to go, you know, be this amazing teacher and principal and do all these things, but I could sit at my own home, and the Lord took the books that I wrote and he brought them all over the place. I didn't have to. He did. He brought them places I couldn't even go. My books have been you know, to Africa. They've been all over the nations. I had people write to me and say, you know what, we were using, I had a curriculum on the constellations. And they said, you know, is it okay if we share this? Because people really, you know, they look at the stars and they tell stories about the stars, but this is the gospel message. And can we share that? Wow. I've never been to Africa. And I never thought that anything that I did in my home would resonate with people, you know, in different countries. But you know what, friends? It wasn't anything I did. It was what God did. And I know that, you know, you have friends, and I do too, that can identify themselves through their problems. I had friends that all they would do is complain, and I had to stop being around them. I had to bring in this community. Every speaker you're going to hear at this event, they are uplifting, they are loving. We've been in a chat together, and you know, I got prayers today because of my presentation, and I was able to pray for other people and fast beforehand so that, you know, we could be ready for those of you that are listening. And who knows, you know, I don't know your problems, and everybody's problems are different. And if we list them out, you know what, if I list out all my problems, you're going to be saying, oh, thank you, Lord, that I don't have her problems. And if you list out all your problems, I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, that I don't have their problems. Everyone has problems and things in their lives, but God knows He has this for you. You are bigger than your problems. Don't identify yourself by your problems. You know, don't say, you know, I have, or I am, or you are a child of the precious Lord Jesus Christ. That's who you are. And we're going to stop. We're going to stop defining ourselves by things that happen. You know, like I remember one of my dreams when I stayed home with my son was to write a book. And I didn't want to just write a book. I mean, I had this whole screenplay in my head, and you know, the world exploded, and then, you know, that's how it started out. Excuse me. And then you go back in time, and of course these people saw this amazing mystery of, you know, preventing the world from blowing up. So it was this action adventure, you know, suspense. And that was not the first book I wrote. The first book I wrote was called Teaching Science and Having Fun. All right. So, you know, it wasn't quite my dream, and I still have not written that novel yet. But I do have it. I'm pointing over there because it's on a shelf I found when I was cleaning up. I found, because back then we used to type things out and not have it in a computer. But, you know, I have to, at this point in my life, the Lord has to lead me to these things that I do. The Lord has to bring me to these different things that I do. And until He leads me to that novel, I'm not going to work on it. But the book He did have me work on is in its fifth printing, and it has won some awards. But that was not what I dreamed to write. And sometimes, friends, when we give our dreams to the Lord, and we just say to the Lord, you know, it's in your time, my God. When I started my company, I was expecting baby number 3. And I was not expecting to have another baby. You see, we had made these decisions, and I don't want to go into it all now. And I did put that in my book, but it's part of my testimony. And so we were not always open to life. And then when God turned us around and we became aware that God had this greater plan for us and for our family, well, I thought, well, I'm not going to have a baby. I'm 38, right? And well, guess what? I started a publishing company at the same time I was pregnant with my third child. I was speaking at conferences when I think it was like June or July, and I gave birth in August. And so we put off our dreams for that perfect time. But if you give your life over to the Lord, He makes it that perfect time. The perfect time really never comes. You know, I look at people in my life that I know, and, you know, my cousin was engaged or dating someone for 7 years before he got married. And I know a lot of people who have done that. I was engaged and married my husband within an 8-month period. And he hates when I tell people that, because, you know, we can't believe we got married so quickly. But for backstory, I knew him in college. I didn't date him in college, but I knew who he was, and I had talked to him. And I knew, you know, a little bit about him. And so when we met, we both were graduated from college. We both had jobs. And so it wasn't that, you know, we weren't ready. And I had prayed. And before I met my husband, actually, I had said to the Lord, I'm done. I had a long-term relationship before that broke up. And I just said to the Lord, I'm done. I am happy, Lord, being with you. You are my spouse. I just love you, my God, and I just give you my life. And I don't even care if I get married. I am just done. You know, the dating scene even back then was, you know, was horrible. And I was just over it. And so what does the Lord do? He brings Jeff Gerwitz to Little Winter Haven, Florida, to accept a teaching job there. He brought me the perfect man for me that I wouldn't even look at twice in college. You know, one reason was I was dating someone else that was at a different college. But you know what I'm saying? God brought me my spouse. He brought me the man of my dreams. And if you wrote down on a piece of paper everything about my husband and everything about me, you would say, on paper, you guys do not make sense. But we make sense in the most important way. We both love the Lord with all of our hearts. And the second, little rule we had is we were not going to get divorced. We had both agreed on that. And we thought that no matter what our problems were, we would discuss them and work through them. And we have. Has it been easy? No. He's blonde with blue eyes and he likes to be outside and he loves sports. I trip when I walk in the door. You know, I'm like the most unathletic person in the world. My kids all take after him. And, he likes to be, like I said, to be outdoors. And I like to sit on the lanai and read a book. You know, that's part of being outdoors. We've had to compromise a lot, but God is bigger than all of that. And he really is. And he just, like, he cares about everything. And so one of the things I want you to do, and this is going to be assignment for you later, but is to be honest with who you are, you know, and a lot of times we say, well, I'm so-and-so's mother or I'm married too, but I want you to describe the gifts that you have. We did this at Christmas time. At Christmas time, my kids just, they're so cute. They're not little anymore. I mean, my baby's going to be 20 this year and I've got like 20, 21, going to be 22. And then my son's going to be 25. And then it jumps up to the older two kids. But, when we get together, I always have some kind of assignment or activity. And I just pray and I go, Lord, what can we do? And I wrote the word gift, just like I'm giving you in this little handout, that's part of our book for this. And I wanted the kids to write down their gifts. And so I said, your gift is not like my gift is my wonderful family or my gift is that is what not what I wanted. What I wanted was them to really pray and ask the Lord what gifts he had given them. And basically they're gifts for the kingdom. You know, what has God empowered you to do? And we each have them, you know, we each do. Like some people are just loving and affirming and some people are just, you know, super encouraging and like a cheerleader. And I feel like that's how I am. I'm always happy, you know, on my own Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network. I own this whole podcast network. My podcast, Vintage Homeschool Moms, which is getting close to its 400th episode, I'm number 3 on my network. And I'm thrilled, you know, would I like to be number 1? Who doesn't want to be number 1? But I am so happy for my podcasters who are ahead of me. It's not a competition, friends. If you have the Lord and you are doing what he wants you to do, and I will keep doing Vintage until he tells me, okay, Felice, enough's enough. You know, I did episode 400 today and I'm thinking, what could I possibly have said for 400 episodes, you know? But the Lord keeps giving me more and more ideas. And so, you know, when we go before the Lord and when we ask the Lord, you know, Lord, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm willing. And he takes me where I am. And, you know, I create a company when I'm pregnant with child number 3 and I'm still homeschooling. You know, it's just nothing that I can do without him. So we're going to walk through this. And one of the things I want you to do is recognize that your enemy is those lies. Okay, and look at those lies. And I want you again to do this on your time, but I want you to just by definition, okay, we're not getting really technical here, but the enemy lies. And what is a lie? It's an untruth, right? Maybe there's only one, but I bet there's a lot. And I believe if you are quiet in prayer, they're going to start coming. You know, you don't have time to pray. You've got things to do. And why are you leaving the dishes in the sink? You know, you shouldn't be spending time with the Lord. You know, all of those things that the minute you sit down and you want to be with the Lord, you know, something happens. And so I would pray, you know, I like to sleep in, and I would pray and say, just Lord, wake me up. And I wanted to go to daily mass, and I'd have to get up like at 6:30, and I don't like to get up. And I would just say, Lord, if you want me to wake up in the morning, please wake me up. And I would set my alarm and wake up beforehand. If you pray, Lord, wake me up before my kids so I have time to pray, guess what happens? He is faithful, and he will answer those prayers. So I want you to look at four things. I want you to look at your insecurities. I want you to look at your fears. I want you to look at your doubts. And I want you to look at the last thing. And that's what I'm going to cover the most. But the first is with your insecurities, you know, who am I to do this? I say that all the time. You know, and when I do, I just say, get behind me, Satan, because I'm not going to think that. You know, there are people out there that are much more gifted at writing. There are people who are amazing speakers, and maybe it's one of you, all right? There are people out there who can do things much better and much greater than anything I have or will do. But I said yes to the Lord. When he asked me, you know, to step out in faith, I said yes. And so when I start getting those doubts, I start saying, you know what, Lord, you brought me here. You asked me to do this, and I'm going to do it. You know, so anything that, you know, I've got a whole list for you to look at that's in that handout. The other is fears. What if I fail? What if people don't like me? You know, the whole what if, what if, what if. Just don't worry, you know, give it to the Lord. But write those down. I want you to write this down as a lesson. The next is doubt. Is this good enough? You know, should I move forward? You know, there's that whole thing about, you know, we pray and pray and pray and pray, and then we're like, do we go forward, Lord? And we really have to look at that and say, you know what? If God is before me, who am I to doubt? You know, and then the false pride. And this is something that I think as Christian women, you know, especially Christian women who are in business, you know, and I've talked to Cindy about this too. It's like, you know, you're supposed to be saying how great your book is or talk about your book, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, that's not being humble. And that's, you know, really pushing myself. And it's really false humility and false pride, you know, and it goes back to that I'm not good enough and I'm not smart enough. But remember, we are heirs to the kingdom. And whatever those lies are, I want you to get a piece of paper, friends, and I want you to write, these are the obstacles in my life, and list them down, every single one of those lies. And we're going to do something about those lies. And when you write those lies down, guess what happens? Typically, you get angry. I know that's what happens to me. I write all these things down, I start getting angry and angrier. And so I want you to write down all those lies, look at them, you know, have that righteous anger, and then tear it up and give it to God. Recently, I hosted this Ultimate Christian Communicators Conference, and it was such a blessing. So many people, you know, shared all of these amazing things that happened. I had a lady who came, actually, she and I are on this international committee, and I was surprised she was there. And she came and she said to me, I know why I came. And she had heard Cindy speak, and Cindy spoke truth to her, and she knew. She had never heard whatever that message was. I don't even know what it was, but she said, I know why God brought me here. And so when we gathered at around 6 o'clock, right before the keynote, I asked people, I said, do you know why you're here? And almost 100% of the people raised their hand. They knew that God had brought them there. And yet there was all of this behind the scenes stuff, right? All these things that went wrong and flights that got canceled and people that came late and, you know, and you know, setup that wasn't there. So when I got home, that's all I could think about. Could I think about all of the wonderful things that people said? Could I think about, you know, all of the speakers who said, oh my gosh, those that were attending this conference were just amazing people. No, all I could think about were the negatives. So what did I do? I took a notebook and I wrote it all down. And guess what? I crossed it out. I gave it to the Lord and I said, here you go, Lord. And I really haven't even focused on that. I've been really thinking, when I think about the conference, I want to think about all the great things that happened, because that is what the enemy is going to do, friends. And you need to know how to do that. And when we're angry, let's say you go through those lies and somebody pops into your mind. And I did two podcasts on this topic, and it came from a 7-year lesson, okay? You know, as you get older, it's amazing, because then you go back and go, oh my gosh, did it really take me 7 years to get through that, Lord? You know, and it, I always laugh, because it's like these, you know, seven is the number used in scripture, right? And it was a friend of mine who falsely accused me, and we were really, really good friends, and it really hurt my feelings. So every time I thought about her, and I, you know, and I even tried to apologize, and it really wasn't my fault, and she came up with new things, and she was a problem person. Like, there had to be something in her life that she worried about, and, you know, and that kind of thing. And, you know, there are some people like that, you know, and just a lot of negative. And so, you know, we kind of parted ways, and I felt really bad because she had gotten me through, we both had gotten each other through, a hard time. I'd actually met her at the hospital where my son was having speech therapy, and she had had a daughter with some issues. So we kind of bonded over that. We knew what it was like to have kids that needed extra therapy or extra, you know. And so I prayed forgiveness, and I did two podcasts on this, on a Few Minutes with God podcast. So if you look for forgiveness, I go through exactly what I did and how I was freed from the anger and being upset. And like, it was 7 years later, because then later I went back and counted all those years, you know, since, you know, she had been upset with me about something. And it was, you know, that long ago before that, and, you know, that it happened. And so, you know, I saw her, and I just, the Lord said, give her a hug. And I'd been praying for all these years, so I wasn't upset anymore. And when I thought about her, I would pray for her and pray blessings upon her. You know, dear Lord Jesus, you know, just let all of these, you know, you, like at one point it started out with, you know, I don't feel like forgiving this person, but I know you love them and you love everyone unconditionally, you know, and I just ask you to forgive this person for me, because I can't get to that point yet. Until it got to the point where, you know, I said, just let me release this person to you, Lord. And then I said, Lord, just pray. I ask abundant of blessings on this person. So when I saw her, the Lord said, hug her. And she's not a huggy person. So, you know, I'm Italian, you know, we give hugs. So I gave her a hug, and she just dissolved into tears and just started telling me, you know, stuff that, you know, she had missed me and on and on. And we're friends now, but it was 7 years of me praying for this person. And every time I felt anger, I just asked the Lord to bless them. And guess what? When that happens, friends, you are set free. The enemy hates it. He's not going to torment you with those memories that you're trying to forget, and you can move on. And sometimes you have to forgive yourself. You can be your own biggest critic. Maybe you made a decision and you can't forgive yourself. Well, now is the time. So let it go, write it down, rip it up, throw it away. You know, that's my big thing, because there's just something cathartic about just ripping something and throwing it away. You know, and then the phase two is, okay, you've identified what that block is and that obstacle. And now you are bigger than this, remember, because now you're going to plan your attack. After you've ripped up those lies, you're going to say, okay, what is my plan? So when those negative thoughts come, what are you going to do? Do you have that arsenal? Yes, it's going to be praise and worship music. You know, I've got a playlist on my phone, and, you know, I'm coming back from church in the morning, you know, I'm praying, you know, just, you know, asking blessings on my family. I've been praying at church, and then I'll play something like, you know, He Reigns, and I'm sitting in the car, you know, just like, you know, rejoicing, and then thinking, I kind of better stop, you know, I'm at the light, but I better stop, because the people next to me are going to, have you ever done that? You know, they're just going to think you're so strange, you know, or you're bopping to who knows what kind of music. But by the time I get home, I am like, you know, shouting from the rooftops. I feel so empowered, so excited to move forward in the day and, you know, do whatever that work is for the Lord. And journal, that is, has been to me the biggest blessing in my life, is to journal, because I can go back now and say, oh my gosh, look at all these things I prayed for. So, you know, I do all these crazy things, and I don't know if I can, I have pads and papers everywhere, but I can't find it. But like, so one time I took a journal here, I'll take my little Bible. And so I decided that the front of the journal, like I divided it in half, and I could start my prayer requests here, but the front of the journal had to stop with praise. So then the next year I went to an all praise journal, that all I wanted to do was thank God and, you know, and write down all of the things, the blessings that had happened in my life. And then I'm thinking, well, I kind of still want to write down, you know, my prayer requests. And so, you know, I make all these rules for myself, but whatever you do, whatever it is, make it work for you. And then if there's something you really, like, do you have a desire of your heart or something that you want to do? And it might not be your season for that, but I know for me, like, one of the things that I learned, because I work from home, right? So like today, you know, multitasking, I'm, you know, finishing up laundry, and I am, I did an interview this morning, and then I had a conference call, and then my husband called me and needed me to do something. And then, you know, and then I'm like, okay, I need to go through my talk and set aside time to pray. But what I have learned to do is I set up a block of time that I can work. My kids are grown, so you may not have this luxury. But you know what I found is that if a friend calls me, or if you called me, one of you guys here tonight, and said, hey, would you come over and watch the kids for half an hour? I would do that, right? If I could, I would come over and do that. Why is it that we do things for other people, our kids, our spouse, but we won't do things for ourselves? We have to be able to do that. And I was always like, okay, I'm not going to put myself first. You know, I don't like that. I don't like this whole thing about, you know, you deserve it, or you should do it, or whatever that is. And I had to like repent of that, because that again is the false humility and that false pride. So, you know, I would tell my husband, you know, there were times when I was overwhelmed, and I would just, you know, kick back a little bit and say, okay, I need to look at this, and I need to rearrange my schedule, or I need to give myself time to be able to do something that I enjoy to do, you know, I enjoy doing. And like, what are those things? So is it time to read, you know? And so I would read, and then I say, okay, well, I can read. I'm big. Can you tell? I'm a production person. I am happiest when I'm creating, when I'm doing, when it, but it has to be like this big thing. Like, it has to be for the glory of the Lord, you know, or saving the kids one kid at a time. But, you know, I need a cause, I need a purpose. And that's just how I'm wired. And so, you know, as I was, you know, sharing, all of these things with my husband, you know, he's awesome, because he like listens to me. Like, he just like looks at things, and he would say to me, well, just, you know, cut back. And I said, well, I just can't come back, you know? So we looked at things, and I went through a schedule that I could manage. And even when the kids were younger. And so, you know, one of the things that was interesting, because as I was praying, and even when that Christian communicators conference came up, I said to the Lord, great, Lord, I feel compelled to do it. My goal was to empower other women to continue on my legacy. And I wanted to show them, you know, if you want a podcast, this is how you do it. And if you want encouragement, this is how you do it. And if you want to, like, we had someone who did humor, and, you know, bring humor into your talk, this is how you do it. And if you want to do, you know, do 30-minute segments, or how to market, we had just different things that people could pick and choose what they wanted. And I said, okay, Lord, you know, I've got this big idea, and I took it before him. It was 2 years, a year of prayer and prep, and then another year of actually getting the website and going forward and getting speakers. And before that, I said, Lord, you're going to have to take something off my plate. And the Lord said, you know, I looked at everything. There's nothing I could take off. I manage my podcast networks. Yes, I have help. You know, at one point I had 5 podcasts. I don't podcast weekly on all of them. I had to cut back, but the Lord wasn't taking anything off my plate. And so then what, you know? But it was amazing, because it worked. I was able to manage it and not get overwhelmed. And so, you know, I've got something I want to ask you, and that is to lay out your time and look at the things that take away from your time. You know, what are the things that, you know, hijack your time? A lot of times it's social media. If that phone is hijacking your time, friends, go put it at the other end of the house. I'm not really big on social media, as you can probably tell. You know, I'm not always on. But what I will say is that that's a blessing from the Lord, because I know some people are just so focused on social media, and that's really what they want to do. They want to, you know, find out what's going on and be connected, and maybe that's their only connection, right? But if it takes so much of your time that you can't, you know, what are your dreams? You know, what is hijacking your dreams? And if we look at our time, you know, I used to say, well, I don't have any time, or I need more time. When I pray, Lord, increase my time, I am blown away with how much I can get done. We are heirs to the kingdom of Christ. If you ask the Father, He will provide for you. He will. And I know He will provide for you. And so, you know, we've got to strengthen ourselves with our scripture verses. We have to ask the Lord and go before the throne. And, you know, I have a book of my favorite verses, but sometimes I look at verses for strength. And Nehemiah 8:10 says, go and enjoy choice fruits and sweet drinks, and send some of those who have not been, have nothing prepared. And send some to those who have nothing prepared. The day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the Lord is your strength. You know, we have to know what our time is. And also, when I prayed about this conference I did, it was Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper and not harm you, plans to give you hope for the future. And that is something that I pray for all of you. I pray that whatever those obstacles are in your life, whatever that focus is that you have that is just, you know, taking your eyes away from the Lord, whatever that is, friends, that you just bring it to the Lord and ask the Lord to help you with that. And with that, I want to pray for y'all, if I can do that, and then I'm going to turn it over to Cindy and if anyone has any questions. So I just come to before you, my Lord and my God, and I just praise you and I thank you. I thank you for this time. You know, I thank you for these bright lights that I was like sweltering here because I have the windows closed and the fans off for the, you know, no noise. So hopefully, you know, but I want to thank you for everything, Lord. I just want to, you know, just give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for everything in my life. And you know, for all of those listening today, I just ask a blessing upon them 100-fold, my God. Just anoint them, you know, lead them to where you want them to be, whether it's a mom to a little one, or, you know, a wonderful helpmate to their spouse, or whatever that is, my God. There's no job that is too small or too big for us, my God. And I know you can empower those who are listening. And I just pray this in Jesus' name. And I also ask 100-fold blessing on Cindy for organizing this and for giving her, you know, the blessings to continue on and to, you know, to bring these amazing sessions to women basically all over the world. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Woo, amen. Wow.
Could you see me sitting here like the lights are, I have these lights in here, otherwise I'd be in the shadows, but yeah, it's just like, I was like,
there.
Oh gosh.
I am about to have my office ready. Well, we'll just talk about that next week, won't we?
Right.
anyway, I'm looking forward to it, but I've got lights and all kinds of fun stuff. What, I don't know if that is going to help any more.
Sure it will.
Oh man, this is so good. You know, I think that my personal favorite part is just, you know, where you're saying to sit and ask some of these really tough questions, Felice. I think that they really get us back to what really matters to us. And Thank you. That's my big takeaway. You know, I'm going to really take some time to ask some of those tough questions that, you know, you were asking. So anybody else want to hop in? share some of your big takeaways from tonight.
I'm looking at some of the chat. Lucia said she got married 6 months later after she met her husband. Well, it lasted, you know, but it was just, I had friends from college that knew both of us and they flipped out. Like I had one of them, my friend, I can remember her words. She was like, I have one shoe on and one shoe off and I'm looking at the Golden Gate Bridge. She was in California and I just got your engagement announcement. What are you thinking, Gerwitz? You know, and I was like, but I'm so in love, you know. So it's just, you know, we've got to, can't let our eyes be taken. I mean, he just hit our first date. He took me out to church and dinner. I mean, you know, he just was, I don't know, still with him.
You guys are a beautiful couple. And
thank you.
You know, it's so funny because I kind of consider you, of course, are one of my very best friends, but he is too, you know?
Yes, sweetie. Yeah.
You know, and I remember times where, you know, you've told me that we've had a conversation and he had you call me, which is risky and all that. Confess. But, in a real good way. He called, you know, told you to call me because he had a word for me. And, you know, I just appreciate what you guys bring as a team. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And I laugh at Lucia because I think 6 months, huh? You and Danny are amazing too.
Years later.
Y'all are wild and crazy.
Oh, funny.
That is awesome. Oh,
can I say thank you for the for the input about blocking time out? Because I had heard that probably about 8 months ago, that just like I make an appointment to go help someone or to volunteer or whatever it is, mm-hmm. A doctor's appointment even, that I wasn't doing that for myself. And I was beating myself up because I had a goal to get up early and be with the Lord or a specific time of day. And then I would mess up and I would miss it. And then I would beat myself up because I messed up and I missed it. And so it just kind of, you know, the enemy would use that to like spiral. And so now it's on the calendar and I do a better job and I miss it if I have to switch something out for, you know, like an emergency. But it really has changed my relationship with Christ in making myself a priority because I am his daughter and I deserve to have time with him just like he's always there for me. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't been taking advantage of it. And so I'm so glad that you said that because I just haven't heard a lot of people say that, and it has made such a big difference in my life.
Well, because we're supposed to have this humility and be humble and not think of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, I'm going to date myself, but there was a commercial go, Calgon, take me away, or you deserve this, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I would just be like, you know, like, I hate that stuff. But, you know, I finally had to say, you know what? I have to schedule. I have to have time. Like I love, like before I even came on tonight, you know, I had this nice little soak in the tub and got to just relax and just take a few minutes. And sometimes we have to do that. So, you know, thanks Brandy. It really is important.
If I could add, and that actually, I realized when you said that it's empowered me to, to say no. Right. I'm sorry, but I've got something scheduled as if it was a doctor's appointment or something that
that's
I would have been someone I can't negotiate that time.
Right.
Thank you for sharing that too, Brandy. I appreciate that.
I just think about how precious that is for him as well. You know, that I just envision him being like, I know one of my things I think about is how precious it is when my children choose time with me, or when they take the time, like my daughter's in the military and she's been taking her time that, you know, she's tired, you know, 'cause she could do a million other things, but she's been taking her time to write me letters. And aww. I want to tell you, those are some of the most special pieces of paper. And I love some paper, but they're the ones that are so super special. And I can't help but to think that God feels the same way about us when we journal, when we take the time to get in His Word and just say, God, what are you today? To really be that tuned in to Him. Can you imagine what a delight that is to Him as our Father? And a Father that will go to such lengths to redeem us and to bring us in communion and connection with Him. I can't imagine how special that is on His behalf as well. I think we want to think He's so, I think there's such a picture painted that He doesn't need anything, that He is the fullness right. of the Godhead.
Right, He doesn't. Don't get me
wrong when I say right. theologically, right. but He stepped out of heaven for us. And when I think about a God who so loves us that He's going to go to such a length to have communion with us, that is so overwhelming to my heart, you know, and to know that that's really special to Him. That He doesn't take that lightly. I mean, to the fact of if it's in the middle of the night and no one else in the world would be happy to hear our voices at that moment, He is attentive to us. And He's looking, He's hearing us. That I can't get over that. That is the relationship He so loves and desires in such a way that He makes it so possible and beckons us. Again, come away, beloved, to a quiet place. I want you here, beautiful, quiet space, because I want to commune with you. That just fills me up, you know.
Amen. That's beautiful, Cindy.
He's so good.
He is. And I, you know, and we don't think of that. You know, we have this personal relationship with Him, but, you know, we just sometimes don't put it in the right perspective. And I love this. Everybody's posting their takeaways. So praise God Ooh. For that. Yeah. That's
hey,
amazing.
Hop on and tell us about it.
Yeah.
I know, ladies. Felice, you just amaze me. It's Donna. It's not Abby. It's Donna.
Okay, Donna.
I'm on my daughter's computer still.
Okay.
She left it when she came home from school. But
you just, good.
Like, I feel like mind blown.
Oh, no.
When I think
Is
of
it too all, much?
No.
Okay.
Like, so, like, in awe of you and all that you accomplish. And, I'm a little bit with the artist part of me, like a squirrel fly, a butterfly, you know, I'm just like all over the place. But one thing you said was, I felt like, I think something was said last night, but all the insecurities, fears, doubts, I was looking at my list, lies, I've felt, someone said it last night, but I've really felt like this year was a year of, like you said, speaking out the word of God over the insecurities, the fears, the doubts, the lies, like it's for the mouth this year. You know, it's the year of the mouth to speak out against the enemy because we are the daughter of, you know, the king.
Heirs to the kingdom. Royalty.
And then I was like, and I love Brandy. I love that, you know, the only thing I've really done disciplined really well is be with the Lord and meet Him in the morning. But I loved your question, what hijacks your time? And I can tell if I'm out of the Word or out of communion with Him for even 2 days, you know, the old Donna comes back.
But you know what, Donna, I'm really creative. I love art. In fact, I took a college art class and I kept telling the professor, I am not an art major. Do not ruin my GPA. He gave me an A only because I badgered the poor man. But so, I mean, even that painting back there sitting there that I need to redo, it used to hang in my parents'.
It's amazing.
No, it's not amazing. Let's put it this way. The kids didn't even know I really painted because I stopped for a long time and it was hanging in my living room and I kept going, perspectives off. Oh my gosh, the water's, you know, it's a scene from Italy when I was there and I took a little picture of it. Anyway, my kids are like, why are you wanting to paint on somebody else's painting? I said, I painted that. No one
I honestly thought you had bought it. Like, I thought it was something.
It's funny. In fact, I just noticed it now. I would have turned
it. Just have it put up there.
Because I'm supposed to be working on it. But the point is that, you know, even those of us who are creative, I always say I'm a content provider. I love to write or do, and, you know, and.
Yes, yes.
And so what you need to do is, you know, make those lists. I hate lists. When I was younger, I would have when I did my podcast, I would just write like 4 or 5 points and then go from there and just speak. Now that I'm older, I have to have a little bit more order. But I found that is something that works in my life. So if you are creative and you like that, you know, like the big picture, you know, just get something like a really pretty calendar and then just put things on that calendar and reminders. My computer pops up with, you know, time to pray. And it's really funny because I go, you know, ignore, because I've already prayed, you know, but like I set up those reminders so that like it pops up on my phone. And so, you know, it makes us do what we need, you know, those things that we really want to do and set time, you know, whether it's, you know, time for you to work on your craft and paint,
right,
or mm-hmm. time to, you know, whatever that is. But, you know, but I think what really resonated with me was that, you know, that thought that we just, we have so many things that we say we don't have enough time. But when we really look at it, you know, you always have time to do the thing. Mm-hmm. Like we have time to make dinner, right?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. or, you know, we run and go get something. But like I typically will, you know in my, you know, sort of know in my head what we're having for dinner, you know, and that kind of, mm-hmm. and that's the thing. Like we have time for the things that we want to do. So that's what we have to do too with the things that the Lord is calling you to do. And I think that's what I wanted to do was lay out the obstacles and then find ways to combat them. Cause I was really good at putting all the obstacles down and then I didn't know what to do.
Yes. I was going to say that is what in the past has hijacked most of my time, is writing out the ideas, but nothing ever got completely, you know, fragments of each idea,
right,
were activated, but you know, the whole thing wasn't activated. So
and pray for clarity, you know, and just ask the Lord. And I know Cindy's going to do some things where they're going to get together and do some mentoring and group things where, you know, like they're going to have their hot seat things. And that is so good to get somebody to fine tune what it is you want to do. Because you can, you know, you can go through life and hodgepodge your way. And then it's like, you know, but one of the things I wanted to share with you ladies that I really didn't have a chance to, and when people think, oh my gosh, you know, my whole life is passing me by, I've got these little kids and, you know, I really can't do all of these things that I want to do. Well, one of the things, one of my, you know, spare time things or things that actually I get paid to do it, so it really is fun, is working with some of these older ladies who want to write books. I got a call yesterday from a lady. She is 82 years old. She was once one of the top models. Again, dating myself, you probably guys don't remember Ed Sullivan, but she was on the Ed Sullivan Show and she was one of the top New York models. And, she calls Fort Myers home where I live, but I helped her write a book a few years ago and she cracks me up. She cannot for the life of her order, you know, like place it. So she'll call me, Felice, you just send 20 books to this television studio. She's 82. She wrote this book when she was 80. Okay. It's a book of faith in her life. It's called Zapped by the Spirit. And she was actually struck by lightning all of these different times. I think her book I'm not even sure if we have it on Kindle. I can't remember, but so don't ever think that you've got to get stuff done tomorrow. You know, she had to raise her kids and she had all the stuff she had to do. And so, you know, don't let those dreams die. And when she met me, she was like, oh my gosh, you know, finally someone who can help me. And so, you know, she's done that. You know, I helped her and she'll call me and order books and, you know, she sold hundreds of books. So I just love it. I love it. So Cindy has hundreds of books.
That's cute.
You wrote one at a time, right, Cindy?
Exactly. Know? Well, they were called an addiction. I'm just kidding. No, seriously, it's kind of funny how they happened, because it was like, you know, just they kept growing out of each other. And I mean, even right now, I've got several big ones in the works, and you kind of go, okay, it's getting funny again, you know?
Right.
So they just are growing and doing their little thing again. It's sweet. It means a lot to me.
I'm actually working on one on podcasting. So I'm thinking this 31-day challenge that I'm going to be doing. So if anyone wants to podcast, that's going to be starting coming up. Woo-hoo. And yeah, the book's not done yet, but it will be.
There's always Monday.
No, I've got it all sketched out. I just need to put it together. So praise God. Yeah. But you know, it's just, that's the thing too, Donna, give yourself deadlines, you know, hang out with Cindy. She pulls you out of your comfort zone, right, Lucia?
Actually, yeah. A guy had even been telling me to, just recently, it's funny you say that. And I have a book in my heart that he's been knocking on my door with my revelations he gives me while I'm creating. And then it pours into women and it's like downloads for them. But he honestly, literally just said, make yourself, even just like a week ago, benchmarks. So that's what I've had on my heart, is to make little, like you said, goals, but benchmarks more, you know, even break it down smaller, you know. So, because there's a lot of things that I kind of have spinning. But benchmarks on each one, I think, you know.
Love this, Donna. Oh, yeah. Now you've let me know. I'm on this.
Uh-oh.
You know that our challenge for the spring is on ultimate productivity.
And so yes.
Getting some things done. And yes. I just think
I'll be in that one.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to hold each other accountable and really celebrate.
I need it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's going to be some people get a lot of amazing things done. And
results. Yeah, Lucia.
You know,
that's a praise.
You know, I need that. You know, that's the thing I love about getting together in community. Mm-hmm. There is a power to having others that, first of all, that you can show it to, get their feedback. Mm-hmm. But then also they can hold you accountable. There's that thing that fires you up because you know, hey, they're watching. They're cheering me on. They are holding me accountable, and they're going to ask me, did you do it? And it's not, I mean, like, we don't show grace, because Felice even heard me when I went to Pieces in December going, it's not going to happen the way I envisioned this thing that, you know, I was working on the Jumpstart 2020, and it wasn't happening because my days were running out. And so we did it different. And you know what?
It was better, wasn't it? I think so. Because I think it was going to be way too complicated, and Cindy took the helm on that. Cindy, I'll do this. I have no idea. I've never done any kind of challenge before, and I'm usually super competitive, which is one of the reasons I don't like to play games, you know, because I was like, I gotta win. And so I was in the process of getting all the loose ends for the conference, and even when I was sharing with the girls the challenge, I'm like, oh gosh, guys, I'm not doing anything. And they're going, yes, you are. You're putting together a conference. I go, yes, I claim that. Oh, yeah. I was the one giving the prizes. So, you know, but I do have some of the bags left. I did buy extras of those and love them. But then afterwards I was thinking, you know, what is my takeaway? Cause I always want to learn, you know, like, you know, if you hear somebody and you're just, even at church, you know, sometimes you're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, it's pastor so-and-so, it's going to be boring. So I always just say to the Lord, you know, give me, sorry, Cindy. Oh,
I just did that. Oh, going to be boring, Cindy. Right?
No, but I'm like, because I know you're studying theology, but it's just like, you know, I always find a nugget, like something I can, and then, you know, so I always tell myself that no matter who it is or, Whatever that is, I'm going to learn from this. And it's amazing when you change your mindset, you know, you will walk away with that, you know, that treasure or that nugget or whatever that is. And I just have to tell you, totally off topic, but I just really want to share this with you here. The last, I'm part of this big international women's ministry, okay? And they have prayer breakfasts, and at these prayer breakfasts, they women share their testimony. And the last 2 months, I have been around women. One of them is this Catholic nun who's traveled the world, but like she, God gave her the gift of healing. He healed her of an incurable disease that she had. I don't even remember what it was, but, and she wrote a book called Miracles Do Happen. But the point I'm making is that, you know, I met her, she's on fire for the Lord. She's 70 something. Okay. And she's still like, she was going to be going to some foreign country and, you know, and sharing, you know, about the Lord. The other one was just here, and she said to me, she goes, we went out to dinner Friday because we take our speakers out to dinner, and she travels the world. In fact, on Facebook, if you look, I posted a picture of her going to Uganda. She was a very worldly lady, came from a very wealthy family. She said her whole family was doctors. They left Cuba, and she said, you know, they thought they were going back in 3 months, so they left a lot of their money there. And then, well, they're definitely going back in 6 months, and they haven't ever been back, right? But she said, you know, my family's full of big heads, you know, and like, I love it when I'm around Lucia and Cindy, and I've got the Southern accents. Well, I feel like I've been around all these people with beautiful, you know, Latin accents. And so, you know, she found Jesus. She found Jesus. And her husband ended up, like, she would say, you know, like, she was such this fashion plate and whatever. But anyway, she loved things and had a, you know, she dated herself, but she had a blank check. She said she could go anywhere, buy anything, go, like, she was depressed one time and her husband said, go to Europe. And she said, I just got back from Europe. You know, this amazing, what we would look at and say, oh, an amazing life, but she had an emptiness. Well, when she found Jesus, he just, you know, just took her heart, and her marriage fell apart because her husband did not want that for her. She had 4 kids to raise, and then the economy fell apart and they lost their house. You know what she did, which I love the story. She went around her house because she said she devoured the scriptures in the year before they broke up and her husband left her. And she said she read about, you know, Jeremiah and the walls of Jericho. She went around that house and just started praising God and just, you know, just taking her Bible and just preaching the word. Mm-hmm. Lucia, you would have been so proud of her. and she had this, you know, gazillion-dollar house. And they said, oh, it's never going to sell. The house across the street's been for sale for years. Well, her house sold in 3 months.
That's right.
One praise report after another, but she, and you know, and so I'm Catholic. And so we had this prayer meeting and she goes, Felice, do I have any parameters? I go, you let the Holy Spirit, you know, work through you. So we had praise and worship. She starts out with prophetic words. And I'm like, oh my God, where is this going to go? My Lord. And she starts calling out healings. And I'm thinking, oh, and then she, by the end, she, you know, she's leading these women to Christ. Like if you've never, I've of course accepted the Lord many times, but you know, everybody stood and they accepted the Lord Jesus for those who had never. And so, you know, this is what it means to be bold. To be bold in the word. And you know how she's got to be in her late 60s or 70s. And God and that's the thing. It's like, you know, when people always say to me, like, how old are you? You're still working. You don't want me retired. You just don't. You know, it's like God keeps giving me these ideas. And as long as he gives me the breath to speak it, I'm going to, you know. And what I love about podcasting is, you know, I've got my computer, I've got my microphone, you know, right here, you know, and I can just sit here and record. This is actually my office where I record, no lights, but it's just like, I can speak. And when we look at our demographics and where our shows go, they go all over the world, friends. And it's why, because not because I'm so great, because I said yes. And that's why, you know, I'm looking at these ladies, and by the end, there were women who, one lady couldn't move her arm, her hand. She was praising God. Another one had a healed hip. Another one could see. She said she had trouble with her eyesight. So, when we step out in faith, you know, I don't care what your denomination is, but when you step out in faith and you proclaim the word and you are not afraid to stand up to the Lord Jesus, one of the things I always do now is if someone says, pray for me, if I can right then, I either text them right then, I'll text them a prayer, or I will, I don't care if it's on Facebook. I mean, Arilla, how many times have I just stopped right there and like prayed for you, you know, and I don't care. I am not going to, you know, not be who I am. And, you know, it may have taken me 5 years to write my book, but the Lord, I actually heard his voice, you know, first time ever. And it took me that long to write the book. And I just really thought I'm not the person and all those lies, you know, and I had to combat that. But I am going to, I've already given my testimony at a prayer group, and I'm flying to Texas in April. So I probably won't be doing the challenge because then after that, I'm going to California. But I want you guys, you know, I'm going to ask for prayer that you lift me up, because I have wanted to do this since my early 30s. Okay. I have wanted to be able to go and share, you know, and do, you know, I love the homeschooling world, but I wanted to be able to share my heart with other women. And now, you know, finally, it's all in God's timing, right? But finally, I get to do that. And I mean, Cindy knows, she's spoke at a ton of conferences. I mean, we spoke to hundreds of people at conferences before, but it's just not the same thing. I mean, you know, it's going to be, you know, several hundred women, but it doesn't matter because I get to do that. And I am just so blessed by that.
Felice, did you say you're going to California to speak to homeschooling moms?
No, I'm going to Texas to speak in San Angelo, and then I'm flying to Orange County to sounds so dumb, to go to a meeting with my national I work with this lady who helped start the Disney stores, and God gave her to this Catholic ministry, and she's a powerhouse. Well, God told her that I need to be at this meeting. So Cindy knows my husband's not very happy with me not being right at his side, even after all these years. So I said to Donna, I go, well, you better pray that the Holy Spirit tells my husband this. He's not going to quite think that this is that great of an idea. And so she not only called me again, but really felt that I should be there. So it all worked out. So I put this fleece before the Lord and said, okay, you know, Lord, you're gonna have to work out the flight. So the people in Texas are actually flying me to California, but not to speak, just for a meeting. And so I'm gonna be there 4 or 5 days, but no, I'd love to speak. So if you get me on the list, I'll come speak to homeschoolers. Cindy and I both will.
No, my questioning was just because, we're military, but we lived in California for a great number of years, and having a special needs child out there, I've done a lot of advocacy work, and the recent revoking of medical freedom for parents out there has forced many parents into homeschooling because they don't have any choice if they choose not to vaccinate. And so I just thought, oh my gosh, I just got like this vision of you speaking, you know, to homeschooling moms, and not only helping them with that issue, but introducing the Lord. And so that was just, that's why.
Well, maybe it's a prophetic word.
A little bit. Yeah. it malfunctioned there for a half second. Yeah, and I was like, oh, what? So yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. It might be a prophetic word. We'll claim it. Yeah.
So. Awesome.
Well, friends, it's been, does anyone else have any other questions or input, or this has been wonderful, Cindy. Thank you so much for hosting this and letting me share my heart. It's been a blessing.
Very powerful message. Very powerful. Okay. Oh. Anybody else got something?
Great job, Blaise.
Oh, thanks, sweetie. I can't wait to hear you tomorrow. So. I moved some things around because I have to be here. So
just amazing how Cindy said everything just fits together.
It does.
You know, God has put the similar message on all of our hearts to just encourage each other.
I mean, because all we, Cindy, you just gave us the title of this, you know, and so when I went to prayer, I immediately, you know, thought what I wrote, and I was superstar student, right? I got all my stuff in the first day.
She was you were number one.
I was number five.
But you know, I haven't even finished my own book yet. But you know what it is, that too, is that I don't want to disappoint, and I want to get it done while it's fresh in my mind. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, you just make that time. You know, you sit down and, you know, I think it was a speaker that you had, and this is a long time ago, Cindy, like years ago, but it was really funny. She goes, I have the secret to writing your book. What you do is you get glue and you glue your butt down to the screen or something. And she goes, and it works. You know, because it's like you start working and then all of a sudden you got to get up and do this or that or the other. And it's like, no, just pretend it's a job and work. And the other day
you said pretend it's a job.
Because we don't, Cindy, we do not think that our own stuff is that important, do we?
Well, yeah.
You can speak to that.
Love doing it. I think that there is a thing where you feel guilty. The enemy wants you to think this, by the way, so I don't think it's by accident I think he wants you to feel like, oh, guilty and shame, you're having fun. But the funny thing is, God's perspective is, you know, what do you delight in? What is it you really want? He's been giving me so many verses along that line. Again, it comes back to saying, God, what do you say about what I'm to do and who I am and who you are and the way you want things done? And having that communion with him, he starts to make things a whole lot different than the way that we see things, you know, in our flesh, that is, in the spirit. I don't know if anything could be more delightful, and I don't call it work. I
know.
I had some shifts even in my job this week. My boss was listening last night, and if you're listening, hey, Tyler. But Tyler has shifted me to where I'm doing everything I love at the office, even. I'm doing some writing for him, and, of course, I'm in the accounts and getting to connect with the people, and it's just a lot of fun to do the things that I do. But you know what's funny is I'm kind of like, is that all you really want? Because it's what I love to do. And I think that's kind of funny. But you know, one thing I was telling Lucia, we were riding back from Florida, and we talked about this even before then, but the Lord had told me back in the fall just to give him 1 hour, 1 hour a day. And that, I mean, and I think this is great for whatever he's leading us to do, because 1 hour a day can literally be a total life changer, just 1 hour a day. And it's not even 10% if you think about the whole 24 hours, but that 1 hour a day literally transformed everything. And I think it was kind of like when he told me years ago, just put on your shoes and you know, lace up those running shoes. It was like that took away all excuses, but it also was something that I could literally do. And it was the hardest step to do of the whole thing. But then once it was done, I just was able to do the rest. And it's been funny because in 1 hour a day, all I did was I would get up an hour earlier for, it was over a month of just 1 hour a day of getting up an hour earlier. What was I doing? Normally I was fussing at my alarm clock going, what? Why are you telling me to get up? Oh yeah, I set you. You know, this is snooze. And it was in that 1 hour, I can't even tell you what God did with my day, the rest of the day. God. Because it was like letting him flow through me was something Amen. Different. And it was like, I so missed it that I didn't really, I say now I want every day to be a Saturday, because what that means is that's the day where I totally am free to get all the things out there in the order that I really want to see them being done. But part of it is because it starts with that time that I'm able to not be rushed. And you know, what's funny is I was finding that even the 1 hour a day, it was amazing what I would do in about 40 minutes. Amazingly productive. And so don't be surprised, anybody, when you hear me shout out about this, because I think that if we dedicate that 1 hour a day, maybe that 1 hour a day is to a quiet time. Maybe it's to getting out, pounding some pavement, which is probably my next 1 hour a day I need to work on. Maybe it's that quiet time, just sitting in the Word and letting God do whatever He needs to do to consume whatever's inside of us and fill us with what we need to be overflowing with. Maybe there's been some stopped up waters inside of us, and maybe we need that time just sitting and letting Him wash away by the Word the things that need to go, and then filling us up with the things that make us on an overflow. But whatever that 1 hour a day is, I truly believe it's one of our next things. And you won't be sorry. You just will not be sorry. But I love it, because like this right here, in this conference, you know, like getting to go to your conference was also a deal changer for me, because there was something about, first of all, having the deadlines, knowing that I was going to get to do something for me. and
that was fun.
It's powerful to get everything else done and out of the way so that I could just really zone in and really be in communion with others and be able to really hear God.
Yeah, and she poured into, and then we also, the videos, everything finally got on the membership site. There was this big disconnect and it was, anyway, so you know how that goes. So it's you'll have access to that, Cindy, but like the panel is what I want to watch again, because that was you know, just the audience asking us questions, and you know, Cindy Rushton went to town on those and had a lot of really good input there. And it was amazing because, you know, each speaker was entirely different, but the same thing, it dovetailed into, you know, the different needs that people had. Some of them needed something more technical, and Cindy just was, you know, just filled them up. So, you know, it was really special.
I had all the fun topics is what the deal is. Is what she's saying there. Because
You did. You had some heavy duty ones. You had the identity, you know, like the identity theft one and stuff like that. And I think that resonated with people. But you know, just pray, because I'm not even going to think about doing another one for at least 2 weeks. I'm just going to go to prayer and just regroup in April. Cause I did have, that was one of my meetings this morning, is if we want to start, with next year. And I, at this point in my life, I'm going to go see my kids next week. So yay. I have to tell you the funniest story. It's a little bit embarrassing for Annie, but I know I've told some of you this, but, so when you have kids, you do what you do, right? And you have these kids that you taught to be independent and speak their mind. They are quite humorous. So, you know, they get together at school and, you know, like, what does your dad do? Well, he's in construction, you know, and so what does your mom do? And they're just like, just Google her. So today, Anne ran into this kid, and so he had already told her that when she said her last name, he goes, that's just like really familiar. And we get this. We have this face where people swear they know us. Well, end of story. He goes, we used your mom's curriculum. I Googled her, Media Angels. And she's just like laughing hilariously. I was just like so hysterical. Well, she ran into him yesterday. My daughter called me today. And she goes, guess what? I ran into whatever his name is. And she goes, and he overheard his mom talking about homeschool curriculum, and your name came up. So it was funny. So he goes, oh, Mom, I know, you know, that lady's daughter. And she goes, oh, really? Tell me about her. And he goes, like, the only thing he could think of was that she's an athlete and knows how to canoe or something. I don't know. But it was just so funny because, you know, you just think, okay, you know, I did this and it's all these years ago. But, you know, what are the odds of my daughter meeting someone, you know, like the odds would have been greater if Cindy had been the author because I wrote 20 books. Yeah, I didn't write 100. But you know, but what are the odds of that? And then I need to get like, go do Marnie Swedberg did this, you know, 30-second pitch. And I need to like come out with like this really succinct, you know, my mother is an author, publisher, podcaster, has podcast networks, you know, is an author mentor, you know, like maybe some little 30-second thing that they can memorize so that then they can say, you know, this is what my mom does. Oh, just Google her. So it's just like, they're just so funny, but we're still laughing about that. So now, you know, it's just funny, you know. So I'm famous with one person in the world.
That is awesome. That is way not true.
But it's hilarious.
Just tell them, look up Ecclesiastes 11:2 and you'll get me. Okay. I'm obeying the Bible. Thank you.
Right. from my ears or from my mouth to your ears, Lord, right? Oh, friends. So, well, this has been so awesome. Julie came in and said she didn't get to hear. Orla goes, hey, Google, who is Felice Gerwitz? Oh, that's too funny. Julie came in late, but Julie can get the replays, so those will be available. And when Cindy gets those ready, then we'll get them on our. I bet she'll be faster than me getting the videos up. Those videos were huge too, and I think two had to be converted because they sent them to us in the wrong files. But they came out really good, so I can't wait till you see them, Cindy. They came. I watched some of yours, and they're good.
Oh, phew, I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
My hair was not very good. It looked.
Welcome to Florida humidity. You know what I mean?
It's just like going bleh. It's on Tuesday today, but it was like, I don't even know, like on Homeless Under the Bridge Day.
Your hair always looks great, so stop.
It was bad. It was bad. I was like, where is a ponytail holder? This is one of those wadded days.
I know, when I go anywhere cool, I'm like all amazed at how well my hair behaves. And when I get back home, I'm back to the... So,
next week I'll be spending the week in Gatlinburg. I should be beautiful next week.
Yeah, should be great. I watched my son played, his team played, he didn't pitch, but we watched it on, it's this ESPN streaming and it was snowing. I'm going, oh, my poor child, my Florida boy who's in Arkansas, they were in Kentucky and it was snowing. Like it was windy, snowing, and I was like really happy that he wasn't pitching because it looked really cold. So, you know, for those of you who are up north, we pray for you. Come to the south.
We know that you have the prettiest hair.
And for those in Florida, build a boat because all it's done is rain, 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 rain.
Oh, look at your hair. You are
gorgeous. Rain, rain, rain. Oh, that's 2 years it's been like this.
Gorgeous.
2 years.
I don't miss snow.
Yeah. Don't miss snow.
Not at all.
We had snow for a few hours the other day.
It snows here. It flurries. They call it snow. It sticks to the ground for a half an hour and then it's gone.
And Annie,
it looked pretty.
Was it pretty? Anne was in Maryland and she was just like freaking out that it was going to be snowing. So when it finally did snow, she called her little softball girlies and said, girls, there's something white on the ground. Somebody come pick me up. I can't do this. So they had to go to her apartment, pick her up and take her to school. I'm just like, you didn't do that. She goes, yes, Mom, you know, and she's got like, she's a Jeep, you know, and I'm thinking, girl, I mean, not one of those big Jeeps, but she's got, you know, a Jeep. So it's kind of a heavy car. And I'm thinking, you know, would you drive in a little, you know, a little compact? But No, my kids, and I know Cindy usually like that too, but they just keep me laughing, and it's just, you know, so fun. So yeah, I'm excited. We're leaving Wednesday, and we'll be back, and then I get to go on a retreat. And that's the other thing too, you know, Cindy, because you worked with the triads on the last challenge that we did, and I found these ladies, they asked me to be part of their group, but we've been together for quite a few years, and one of them owns a publishing company, well, two of them do, and one's an editor, and then I'm a publisher. So there was four of us, and we have, you know, we get together once a year, and it's, I can't always stay as long as they can. Usually it's a week, but we get together and we talk about, you know, family, and we each have a hot seat. So we can take an hour to share, and nobody interrupts, you know, so an hour of uninterrupted, and here are my needs, and like, I'm going to want some feedback on this, or I just need prayers for this. And it is like the most wonderful thing. And that's where, when I was going to write my book, One More Child, I told them, I said, I really feel like the Lord's wanting me to write this ministry book. And I really, this is not, I don't really talk in the Christian world or the Catholic world, you know, and it was just so out of, and they just said, you know, well, tell us about it. And I did. And they're like, no, you really need to write it. So last year it was last year, you know, I brought them a copy of the book. And so, I actually hired Mary Jo, one of my mastermind buddies, to edit it. And I did the same thing I told you guys not to do. I'm sitting there going, Mary, read the book.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But yeah.
It will be edited, and it will be turned off.
Okay. So, but anyway, the thing is that, you know, it was a very sensitive topic, and it's not something like I'm condemning or anything. It's just my story. And I wanted other, cause like, I wish someone had told me, you know, this. Anyway, the thing is that I'm going to get persecuted. You know, everybody's going to hate me and da 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 da. I had like, and she was just like, kept walking me off the shelf, you know, going, calm down, you know, it's going to be okay. And so, you know, God brought me these friends, and that's what you can pray. You know, pray that like this community that Cindy has set up, and this is her heartbeat to have this community and to, you know, mentor moms. And so, you know, we're each in different places, and God calls us differently to different things. I don't have to do everything she's doing. She's not going to do everything I'm doing, although do nag her, because she's got some podcasts on my network that need more shows. I know that's in your spare time, Cindy. You and Lucia can get on, and you guys could whip out two or three. Because that's what I did. Remember, the other day when I told you guys I was recording, Denise, who's on here, she and I did a marathon. I think we got on at 1 o'clock. I don't even know what time we got off, but we recorded three or four shows, and we reconnected. And she's out in California, so. God brings us these people. Denise sent me a pitch and said, I have these ideas, and what do you think? And I go, great. You know, here's a link. Let's schedule it. And, you know, she sends me these little write-ups, and then we record. And that just, you know, I batch record. And now I'm recorded out until May of this year. So they're not all packaged and ready to go. There's a couple of things we do behind the scenes. But it's you know, it's ready to go. So it will be ready to go, but they're done. You know what I'm saying? So
feeling convicted. Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, it says, Julie goes, I was listening to Cindy in 2008 and still have some of those audios.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope they sound good.
They were marathon. I mean, how many times did we kill our phones, Cindy? Alicia, have you ever done that with her, where your phone just dies?
How about you, Felice?
No. Or is it just because we talk so much? Alicia probably listens.
I don't do that with anybody else.
Really? I'm so special. We have done that twice. I know we've done that twice, where our phones die.
This is where I delete this part of the section out.
Right. Good.
He's just holding grudges.
It's too funny. No. I think it's hilarious because probably Denise, Denise is on, she's not on, but she's on. I'm sure I would do that with her too, because it's another.
I thought that was a compliment.
It is a compliment. I think it's hilarious. You know, who else do you have so much to share?
I know. Amen.
We don't see each other that often, you know, so it's, you know, I'm like, we haven't seen each other in years. I was so happy to, and Lucia came too. So yeah. I don't know. I may just have to do this thing again just to get everybody back together.
Hey, you have a house.
I know. I have a big house. I just have to do it when it's not summer and everyone's around. And then they're bringing, I heard all their, a bunch of friends are coming this summer. So we'll have. Because I'm up in a room that was my daughter's bedroom. So we just need to stick a little couch up. And that's the other thing, too. I was talking about that today, that, you know, just how faithful God is. Last summer, I had $500 set aside to buy porch furniture. Well, porch furniture starts at about $2,500 for something nice. So I could maybe buy one cushion, but I just had this number in my head and said, okay, Lord, I have this money set aside and whatever. So the whole summer went by and, you know, sales and everything. And I found all this chintzy stuff. Well, this summer, you know, is coming. I mean, we're February, but I just said, okay, Lord, this summer, you know, I still want to do this. And my son-in-law called me a couple of weeks ago and he said, hey, somebody at work is getting rid of their furniture. You should. And anyway, so my other son went and picked it up and he goes, we're just going to throw it outside because they don't have a porch. And
wow,
I'll have to take a picture of it. It's my house is gray and this furniture is brown, but Jeff's like, it's really easy to spray paint, but it's wicker. It is so nice. Like, I wouldn't have been able to afford this furniture if I had bought it. It is like, it's really top quality. Yes. They're, you know, the cushions are moldy. It's just going to take some pressure washing and they need to be cleaned. And of course, you know, people that have money just say, oh, my cushions are moldy. I just need new furniture. I'm like, but it was just like, you know, I keep looking at it. And every time I look at it, I was out there today and I go, Lord, you gave me porch furniture, you know? And that's what we have to believe, ladies. I think I'm just re-energized because of 2 months of women who, you know, just proclaim the message that God has given them. And I just, you know, and even I interviewed Lucia, and Lucia, I apologize, that audio is actually going to go out. What's today? Tuesday. It's going to go out this Thursday, but wait till you hear Lucia's interview. The one that's going, it's going to go on the One More Child podcast, but it was like, I was so touched. We were only supposed to do one interview. So when she finished that other one, I said, girlfriend, can you stay on the line for a little bit? Because I really want to share this message because that other podcast is for moms, like moms that have kids and that demographic's a little bit different. And I said, they just need to hear this message. And she was such a pro, and you never know what I'm going to throw at you when I get you on the phone. So yeah, that was amazing. So that should be out this, it was supposed to go out last Thursday and it completely.
You know what? God's timing is perfect.
I know it is.
So it'll be perfect this week. And thank you for the opportunity.
See how wonderful she is. I know why you love her, Cindy.
I love her so many reasons.
Well, and you know, and that was the other thing too. I think I embarrassed her, but if you have not heard her podcast, it's Victorious Living, right? Is that the name?
Victorious Living.
Yes. It is. You just, first of all, you get to hear her voice, but she just speaks such truth. And she didn't even know that it's like one of my favorite podcasts that I listen to. And, you know, it's like when you, like Cindy used to talk about Lucia years ago before I even knew who she was. And she'd always say, y'all, I just need my Lucia fix. And I just got to give her a hug. And, you know, like Cindy would channeling the Cindy. But it was just, we need to edit all this out. Cindy is rambling. But it was so good because, you know, it's, you really do get a taste of, you know, someone who has deep and abiding faith and kind of gives you that roadmap. And, you know, and her motivation too was funny because I know there were some struggles in family situation, right, Lucia, before you could get started. But one of the things she asked me for was a picture of my daughter. And because I had let Christina listen to a lot of the demo podcasts and like thumbs up or thumbs down. Because she's a very hard critic and she's just like, when is this lady getting started? And just loves it. And it's always so, you know, very humbling that my kids will listen to other people's podcasts and not mine. My mother goes, or Christina goes, that's my mother. I already know all the stuff she's going to say. But yeah, it is amazing. And then Cindy has two podcasts up, and I think you have about 8 episodes or so of each of those. And one of them's Moms to Mom Radio. And what was the other one, Cindy?
Iron Sharpening Iron.
Yes, Iron Sharpening Iron, which is exactly what this is, you know. This whole series is just that. And the people that you've brought on board, yeah, I just can't wait to hear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got, I mean, tonight, what did I tell you guys? I told you. Right. I knew it. And tomorrow night, we've got Lucia sharing that faith is your key to victory. I'm just telling you, this is so good. It's just so good. And then Michelle is going to share on Jesus is safe. I'm telling you guys, that one, I know where she birthed it. it was right there in Florida with, you know, and it was just, to me, such, I came home just going, whoa, this is so good. And then, of course, Kim is going to speak Friday night on walking in your true identity. I can't tell you guys how excited I am to see the whole lineup. And then the action guide. I mean, okay, the audios are awesome, and videos, I mean, this, even the, you know, really seriously, even the time here at the end, just chatting mom to mom, friend to friend, is powerful. You know, I've got some takeaways even from this. So, but the action guide, it is anointed. The thing I love about it is that it is there really, I think its real call is to pull aside and let the Lord have some time to really just speak to your hearts. I've only just started to dig in, and can I tell you that it has been amazing what I've taken away, and I can't wait to grab some more time just to sit and let him speak to my heart even more. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the call is truly to come away. And here's the thing, when we come away with the Lord, there is something that happens, first of all, just being with him and letting him speak away from the calamity, the craziness, the busyness. I mean, if you look at where that passage of scripture was spoken, that this is based on, it was spoken right there by Jesus as he pulled his disciples away from the demands of serving the multitudes. And so, you know, to me, that's such a beautiful calling to be along with him. But I feel like he's had an even bigger plan here of us having that, plus us having time together, plus us then going back saying, okay, God, unpack this for me. Give me my real takeaways that changed my life. And that's my heartbeat. Anytime I listen to anyone, I have like 3 different things he's giving me any given time, because there's always the, what I'm getting in the here and now in the sessions. But then there's, as I go back over my notes, looking at my notes and say, this is good, or that is good, filling it in, but then taking it and saying, okay, God, what am I really supposed to bring into my life? Because I don't think that he's asking us just to have more knowledge. Again, going back to what I was sharing last night about this year is the year of, you know, the 5780? This year in the Jewish year is a year that I think is very interesting, coming after the last 10 years, which symbolized vision. And people are thinking 2020 vision, but this is a year where the vision is becoming the message. The vision is becoming the reality. The vision is becoming the breakthrough. The vision is becoming the message and the ministry. And so this is where we take action. We're not sitting and just learning more. I don't believe God's called us to just keep on learning more. I mean, he wants us learning. He wants us growing. But what I believe he's saying is it's time to take some massive action. And so anyway, I feel like that third part of him saying, okay, ask me what is going to radically change your life. That is where you'll see transformation. And I mean, he has it in all the steps here, but we can only bring you to sit with us at his feet. But then he can do the beautiful work that he wants to do in all of us. And I have a feeling this is not the year. I've said this prophetically. Watch out, y'all. I've said this prophetically that the Lord has showed me several times this year and had it. He said it many times through me. So I don't think that this is just for a couple of people that God's given it to me for, you know, given the word for. I believe it's for all of us at large. That this is that year where I believe that he is breaking loose, and he's bringing some things into all of our lives. We will not end this year the same way we're starting it, or that we have started it. I believe everything's going to look radically different, like caterpillar to butterfly different. This is that year of transformation. And last year he started giving me that picture of the transformation of a butterfly, that metamorphosis. And the word he gave me for all last year was more internal for me, but this year it's external for me to proclaim that this is the year where the transformation takes place, where you're literally transported from one way to another way, where you're transferred from one position into another position. And I believe it's the position of your calling, the position that you are to be operating in. That's your spot in the body of Christ. And so it just excites me to see what he's doing. And this is definitely not the end of it, that's for sure. I believe he's only going to be able to do all he wants to do when we are all surrendered. And I'm talking about we died all the junk. All the junk that's been spoken over us, all the stories we bought into, all of the lies that we have let rule us and reign in our lives, all of the stuff. When we let all that stuff go and we come before him and say, God, I want to know you. I want to know you in such a way that everything changes. Really, radically, everything changes. Watch and see what happens. I believe he has got some good stuff. And I mean, just think about, some of this has been messy for some of you. It's been very messy for me. I've had some messy moments. I had some messy moments last week and the week before. Yuck. It was like, oh, are you kidding? I'm smelling the nappy flesh out of you, girlfriend, kind of a week, you know? And I knew it. I could smell my flesh. I mean, it was about to gag me at my own flesh. And so it's not, I mean, I'm telling you, it gets messy before there's that breakthrough. And that breakthrough is so powerful. And I believe that's what God is calling us into this year. Nothing's going to look the same. Nothing's going to look the same. And so what do you want to see? What do you see? What have you been seeing? What's been tucked away, maybe that has gathered some dust in your heart for far too long? It's time. If you've been saying, I just wonder when it's time. Hello, speak with me right now. It is time.
It is time.
This is your year.
That's right. Amen. Yeah. Prophesy, girlfriend.
No, I love
maybe
it.
Maybe I just got a little on my
no,
stuff.
No, I love it. I love it because we have to do that. You know, I just, like I said, I've been steeped in it. You know, when people will say, you know, well, that was for then, Cindy, you know, you really don't have these words, and you just have to say,
they're
no,
just not a believer
ever.
Right. Because scripture says, I mean, if God is here today, if he is with us, if he did these things, then we have to be able to do that. And I don't think, you know, like there's no excuse anymore. You know,
well, the Bible doesn't say that was only for a certain period. There's denominations that have, and they are in error. Right. That's why they've been declining for 20 years. They've been preaching the wrong gospel. They've been teaching their own doctrines that they have steeped in, and they're wrong. they're wrong. And I believe that that's part of my calling is to say, hey, in my sphere, I'm just going to tell you, find that in the Bible, not in your doctrines that are being propagated by churches. And I'm not against churches. I love my church. However, I'm telling you, I'm not going to ever take some doctrine and not weigh it out. I laugh because I was doing...
I got her started, Lucia.
Hang on, y'all. Buckle up.
Go, Cindy.
I started doing a paper. It was an undergrad. It was a class that, it was good stuff. I just thought, okay, it's the book of Acts that we're studying in school. It was Acts, Romans, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Bless our little hearts.
And
he was like, okay, pick your topic. And I thought, I want to just do what Acts says about Holy Spirit. Well, 100 literal footnotes, not counting my writing, but 100 pages of footnotes later, I had to sit back and say, this is not what whole denominations are teaching. They are missing it. And they cannot get away from what the word says and be solid. I mean, it's literally prophetic, begins in Genesis 1:1, and it ends in Revelation. And if we do not believe God speaks through people, we are missing it. Now, do we weigh out what they say? Yes, because there are those that seem to have some. The Bible tells us that in the end days, there are going to be those who can do miracles and say words, and that they are false teachers and false prophets. They're going to be there. That's why you weigh out their fruits. That's why you take their words and say, does this match up to what the Bible says? Mm-hmm. When I just said what I said about this year being a year of transformation, go back and ask God what he's going to say for you. Are you, I'm not saying something I just made up, because I can tell you, if you haven't got a year of transformation where your year looks radically different at the end of this year on a normal basis, then you're not in the growth pattern that God wants you in.
It already does.
And it does, doesn't it? Hello? I'm talking about supernatural, massive change. I'm talking about change like Paul got on the road when the scales fell from his eyes and he lost all of that junk he had from his whole upbringing. It caused him to kill Christians. And he finally was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he sat at the feet of the Lord, learning from him for 3 years, and then came out. And what did he do at that point? I'm talking about, these are things that if we can weigh it out, we're going to start seeing some things different. You know, I can't get around certain denominations that don't believe women should be preaching and prophesying. I don't get it, because you know what? I think they're wrong. How can they go against what Jesus said? You know, we have his word, and mine is actually on my phone. It's not like
I have a Bible app on my phone too.
you can't get around. I mean, Jesus, he is, and we believe he's God incarnate. He is he is all fully God, fully man, fully God, so he can tell us exactly what God wants in real life, in our words, so we can hear it just like we can feel it later when we're matching it up and saying, okay, Holy Spirit, I believe I'm hearing you say this. And then we can take it back to the word, the Old Testament, where we have got the prophets and we've got all those years and years of scripture that tells us, hey, that Jesus was right. And then we take Jesus's actual words and we match it up. And when it matches all those things, then we have to go, this is right on, spot on. And yet, if you've got a denomination of people who are just saying it out of stubbornness and misinterpreting scripture, that's where you kind of go, we've got to weigh some stuff out again and make sure we're hearing it from God, because the devil, he's in every single church every single Sunday. And his cronies are in every single church every single Sunday. Why? Because they want to deceive. They want to lie. They want to whisper things. I mean, even on that back row, that's why I'm on the front row every single Sunday, because I know better. And let me tell you, he's even whispered it, I'm sure, in many, many, many pulpits. However, we have to weigh it out and say, okay, is this really what the Bible says? And the more that we become students of the word and we really weigh out what's being said. I mean, you know, one of my biggest pet peeves, if you want to know my biggest pet peeve on the earth, is the doctrine of women should not be speaking in church. And it comes from a correction Paul is giving for a woman who is patterning herself after the pagan worship of her culture. And it's not the full counsel of the whole word. It's just something taken out of context. And you think, okay, we've been taught how to exegete scripture. We've been taught that that is going back to the culture and saying what's going on in the culture, what's going on in our culture, what does it say, what do the words mean, what is God's interpretation, what are the principles from all across the Bible. How did they get there? I think it's because they missed it. And you, when you start seeing declining, don't be surprised, because that not every church is declining for 20 years in a row. There are churches that are growing so exponential, and it's not because they are missing it. They're filled with people who are very serious about their faith and who are pressing in and saying, God, I want to know what you really say here. I want real, I want relevant, I want scriptural, and I'm demanding nothing less than that from a church, you know. So there we go. That's my rant.
We just have to be open and available for the Lord to use us. And that was one of the, like, my favorite parts. I wish it had been a little bit organized better, but at the conference, we were able to pray for people. And, you know, there were some heavy duty needs that were prayed for, but I am fading. So I am going to have to sign off. I was up super early, you know, I think an hour before my alarm went off because I was excited about today, but it has been such a blessing to be with all of you guys. And thank you so much, Cindy, for hosting this. And
yes.
And, you know, and,
thank
and organizing you. All this. Love you guys. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later. And everybody, thank you so much for joining us. And of course, tomorrow night, we will be back at 7 p.m. Miss Felice, thank you for tonight. And Lucia, come on. Let's pray over you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, I just thank you so much for what you're doing in our midst. And Lord, I just praise you that you are here among us. And I hear you just calling gently for us to just pull aside and to just sit at your feet. Lord, speak to us. I know you speak. I know you didn't just stop speaking after you were there with a generation of apostles. That is not even solid doctrine. You are a Holy Spirit whom God had, that Jesus said, I'm going away so that the Holy Spirit can come and you'll do things like I do and even greater than I do. And so thank you, Lord, that you paid the price for us to be able to be filled with you and to be inhabited by you in such a way that we can be able to carry you into the culture. And Lord, I just pray that tonight you are there in the quiet times with Lucia. I pray that you fill her to overflowing, that Lord, that you are just, you catch her on fire tonight. And Lord, that as she comes in, she will really show us your picture of faith. Lord, we want your faith, your victory. We want to be able to see things the way you see things, not as they are right among us. But Lord, we want to see the real reality, which is the way you see things. And so Lord, just fill her to overflowing. Consume anything in her that's not of you. I pray you put a hedge of protection around everything around her, her family, Lord, that you just bless them with a super dose of your spirit. Just bless her finances, bless the spirit of her home, bless everything. And Lord, just engulf her and cover her. Just cover her as she sits at your feet. Lord, tonight I ask you to just go with us, and Lord, do the things that you want to do in our lives. I pray for those that know that you're calling them. And Lord, I just pray that tonight you'll just speak to their hearts. That any fear that has risen up, I call that a lie. And I silence that voice. And Lord, for every single person here that has that calling, Lord, that you'll just give your supernatural plans, drop them into their hearts, let them be able to see so clearly that they can run the race before them. I pray for supernatural relationships in our midst, Lord. We are here to be a community, to be a church, to be the church that across the miles. Yes, we have our churches we are in locally, but God, you are not limited by miles. You are not limited by how many that we are a part of. We are part of so much. And Lord, I just call this family. I call these sisters that are here among each other. No one has to be isolated and alone, Lord. They can be together. They have people who are going to believe in them, people who are going to cheer them on. No matter what's going on, they have a safe place. That's the culture built in this place, is a safe place. And Lord, I just pray that you just bless it. Bless each and every person represented. Bless those that are yet to find us, Lord. I pray that you will just move in their lives so that they find their way.
Woo. Yes, hallelujah.
That they find their way. Lord, they aren't having to be alone. You're leading them. And God, I just pray that you go through this internet and you bring, weave everything together. You are so good. Woo. Lucia, you better finish.
Woo. Oh, Father. We worship you tonight, Lord, and we magnify you. We give you all the glory for what you're doing in our midst, Father. And Lord, again, I agree with Felice, and I speak a blessing on Cindy. Lord, I thank you for the visionary that she is. Father, I thank you that she's imparting that to each one of us, Lord, that we can see things beyond where we are and see that it's possible and that it's easy to do. And Father, I thank you for each lady that's here, that has been here and had to leave. Father, I thank you that you are bringing them up to a whole nother level in you, the possibilities, Lord, that you have for them. And God, I thank you that no weapon formed against them will prosper. Father, I thank you that everything they set their hands to is blessed and will prosper. Lord, I thank you they walk in the favor of God, not only tonight, but the rest of this week, Father. Mm-hmm. The rest of their life, Father. The favor of God surrounds them like a shield. And Lord, it just takes them places where they couldn't go on their own. And Father, I thank you for the gifts, the gifts that Felice talked about tonight. I thank you that as they sit down in their quiet time, you reveal to them the gifts that you have put on the inside of them. And like Cindy said, it's so easy for them that they may not even realize that that's their gift because they enjoy it so much. But Father, I thank you that you're going to reveal the gifts and the talents that you have put into each lady, Lord, and that they're going to embrace those gifts. As different as they may be, that's who you made them to be, uniquely themselves. So, Father, as we close tonight, I command the blessing to be upon them. I thank you that they are excited. I thank you they'll have sweet sleep. And as they sleep, Lord, you give them sweet dreams. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
I'm on fire. I was like, how do you better finish this?
Drink some water. Drink some water.
Woo. You know, one of my prayers has been on a personal level. I read this thing. Oh, goodness. It's so good in school. I had to pull the quote back out. But it was basically, Lord, that we will be the fire. But I'm talking about not just on fire, but that we will become fire. And so he's been really answering that. I am so on fire right now.
Praise God.
So I just love you guys. Y'all are so awesome. Well, we are going to, I guess, say 3, 2, 1 and call it quits for the night.
I have a question.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So how do you find quiet time? I am in a household of 8 people. So, and everybody's over 13. Well, no, the bathroom, I get knocks on the door. I mean, seriously. There is no
threatening them with their life. That is
your I need to hold my quiet time. I'm going to kill you if you leave me home. Just doesn't sound right.
Oh, I always gave my kids more to do.
Do what you got to do.
I mean, half of them are full adults. So it's not little kids anymore. And I always thought once they were all adults, it would get easier. Yeah, no. No, it hasn't.
They're all tyrants.
Yeah, well, they can hear you, Mr. They're All Tyrants,
yeah,
in the background.
So, that is your time. And if they want Mama to be happy, you need to have that time. Because if Mama ain't happy, nobody's going to be happy.
Maybe I should take it out so they can hear you. But no, right now, especially too, because we're all locked in the house. So my husband is as well. So he's recording stuff for his classes. So where I used to go to hide was my bedroom. But now he's in there. Where that's where he's hiding. So it's just I just don't know where to hide. Anyway, sorry.
Hide in the corner while he's doing that. You can be quiet and have your quiet time and nobody's going to disturb you.
No, but he's recording a live class.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be quiet in there because he's giving a lecture. So he won't be quiet. No. So yeah, I used to think it would get so much quieter once everybody grew up. You know, it didn't happen that way. They're all louder.
They're bigger too. It's harder to like put them down for a nap. But
I know, right?
You know, one of the things that I feel like was a biggie when everybody was at home with me, I'm kind of a bad guy, kind of a mom, where I would say, okay, if you, everybody's got chores. And so that means that if I get interrupted, you're going to probably have extra chores. And they just kind of left me alone, you know? So it's kind of funny to... You know, to think back over the memories. But
he's talking to me even now.
That's funny.
During the prayer, it was funny because I probably had 5 interruptions during that prayer, even though they all knew you were praying.
Oh, funny.
It's like, guys. Oh, and my husband made a comment about live streaming on Facebook during that, and I was really happy the mic was turned off.
That's so
funny. It was like, you do know that I'm on a live stream, right? And yeah. He's like, oh.
That's so funny.
All right, I will try to figure, I just need to build a studio, like a quiet corner, where everything's blocked off.
Closet.
We don't even have that many of those. They don't build closets here.
Oh, interesting.
Because they put in closets. So they have cabinets that are their closets and they go with them to each apartment they move to. Mm-hmm. So they don't tend to put in closets because they expect you to already have them.
That is so interesting because that's kind of how things used to be.
We have the one closet.
Yeah, I wish I had them, but I don't. So it makes it another, we won't even go there. But yeah, no.
I just believe God's going to show you ways to make it happen because he wants it.
Yeah.
Even mm-hmm. if it means having the time, maybe as a family, you know, I know that it's
hard. Used to do quiet time.
Yeah.
A long time ago. After lunch, everybody scattered, go to your own rooms.
Mm.
But, you know, when they get older, they don't seem to think that they think that should be an option because they're now older and they get to make their own choices. So it's harder. Because before I could just say, go to your room. It was great. They all went and we were good. Now, I mean, I only have one under 16. So telling your 22-year-old, go to your room, it doesn't quite work the same way as telling your 5-year-old. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It shouldn't. But he is an adult. But then you have this whole dichotomy. You're going, what?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was supposed to get easier.
No, it's different.
It's different, but it's not easier.
Well, I'm going to pray for answers on that because
okay.
you know, that's my best answer on it is I know God will show the way. And I'm excited. You were telling me earlier. I'm so excited for you. You're so amazing.
Thank you.
And I like your hair. Did you get it cut?
Yeah. My daughter cut it, and then my other daughter fixed it the next day. Because it wasn't quite even. Yeah, it's here. Hold on. So it's very.
How cute is that? I like it. It's really cute.
When I can't control what's going on around me and I get overwhelmed, the first thing I do is cut my hair. And with being stuck in the house like we have been, et cetera, the other day, it just got to me finally. And I went, okay, I'm cutting my hair. And so Josie cut it. And then the next day, Nika evened it up a little bit.
It is so cute. Your hair is perfect, no matter how you do it.
It's just hair.
It's really
cool. Like I said, I learned the most the year I shaved it all off.
Wow. Wow.
That, again, control issue. And so I just shaved it, but it taught me to keep my head up because before I was always looking on the ground, but then it kind of irked me that people were like staring because my hair was shaved. I mean, for all you know, I have cancer and my hair's falling off and you're staring at me. So I started staring back. But what it taught me was to keep my head up and look at people and not care what other people are thinking because you know what? This is me. Get over it. So it taught me to walk with my eyes up instead of down, but that's a whole nother
That's good. Thing.
But that was, oh my gosh, that was years ago.
That's beautiful. Well, anyway. I won't shave my head, but I'll pray for next time I will take and crimp my hair when I'm in Florida. That's for sure.
You don't have to shave your head, Cindy. It's okay. It was just what I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I did it doesn't mean anybody else has to do it. Please don't.
Next time there will be some gel going to Florida, that's for sure. Well, girly, I adore you. I'm so glad you get to join us. And it's not the middle of the night.
I am too.
Well, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Have a good rest.
You too. All right. Bye.
Bye.